This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has released new immunization requirements for the 2024-25 school year and for this year's child care entry. Here's Brittany Merlot.
New now, parents need to vaccinate their kids heading into 7th grade against meningitis with a meningococcal vaccine. Also, 12th graders need a meningococcal booster vaccine as well. And there is no requirement for the seasonal flu or COVID-19 vaccination. All other requirements from last year are the same. Existing exemption options for medical, religious, or personal conviction reasons are still available. The new rules are already in place for child care centers and go into effect at the start of the 2024-2025 school year.
You can help paint a sidewalk with Wood County Human Services and the McMillan Memorial Library, August 26th through the 28th. You can visit the library website or Facebook page for more information. Several county roads will have single-lane closures next week for road construction. Starting on August 26th, County Highway Y between County V and South Hawthorne will be closed. County Highway S between County Highways F and C and County Highway U between Hoffman Road and 80th Street. These county highways will have partial single-lane closures while crews apply pavement. Please find an alternate route around these areas between August 26th through August 30th. If you have to travel in these areas, expect delays and plan accordingly. Elementary school playgrounds are set to open in Wisconsin Rapids at the end of next week. The district received a grant to help make improvements to all of their playgrounds, and many have been under construction all summer. Please be patient and wait until they officially open, but the playgrounds will be ready before the start of the school year on September 3rd. The Nakusa Police Department is looking for school crossing guards. This is a part-time employment opportunity, and you must be 18 years of age or older to apply. The job will consist of one-hour shifts in the morning and in the afternoon. You'll help children and families safely cross the street on their way to and from school. If you're interested in applying, you can contact Assistant Chief Josh Colo by emailing jkolo@nakusawi.com. You can also find the application on the City of Nakusa website. Dietitians want to make sure kids are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, kids in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups. That's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say to try to make healthy eating fun. Annual fall cleanup will soon begin at cemeteries in Marshfield. Decorations at Hillside, Gate of Heaven, and Emmanuel Lutheran cemeteries need to be removed by October 1st. This includes all decoration, containers, shepherd hooks, solar lights, and other adornments. Items attached to headstones can stay, but any loose trinkets or items stuck in the ground around the stone must be removed. You can visit the city website for a complete list of rules and cleanup dates. Head to ci.marshfield.wi.us and navigate to the Parks and Recreation Department Cemetery Division. The Wisconsin Rapid School District is looking for substitute school van drivers. You have to have a valid driver's license, a clean driving record, and be able to work well with all children. You can find out more information and apply by calling the Director of Transportation at 715-424-6705. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. Still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body. So, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills, and when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. Our high 77 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. On Saturday, partly cloudy, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.